News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The seventh round of talks between protesting unions and three central ministers ended inconclusively on Monday as farmer groups stuck to their demand for the repeal of the three new farm laws. While the government listed out various benefits of the new acts for the growth of the country's agriculture sector, Agriculture Minister Narendra Singh Tomar said he remains hopeful of a solution in the next meeting on January 8, but asserted that efforts need to be made from both sides for a solution to be reached. He also said no outcome could be reached in Monday's meeting as farmer leaders remained adamant on one issue of repeal of the laws, but the government wanted a clause-wise discussion on the legislation to take forward the talks. Farmer leaders, however, alleged that it was the government's ego problem that was coming in the way of resolving the issues, and they insisted they would not relent on their key demands for the repeal of the three laws and a legal guarantee for the MSP or minimum support price system for procurement of their crops. The two sides took a long break after just about 1 hour of discussions, during which representatives of protesting farmers had their own food arranged from langar, as they have been doing for the last few times. However, unlike the last round of talks on December 30, the ministers did not join the union leaders for the langar food and were seen having their own discussion separately during the break, which lasted for almost 2 hours. The two sides got together again to resume their discussions at around 5:15 p.m., but no headway could be made as the talks remained focused on the farmers' demand for the repeal of the act. Farmer leaders said the government said it needs to consult internally and thereafter it would come back to the unions. After the conclusion of the seventh round of meeting with the farmer leaders, Union Agriculture Minister Narendra Singh Tomar told the media, "We wanted clause-wise discussion. We had some discussion on MSP also, but couldn't reach any conclusion. Hence, both sides have decided to meet again at 2 p.m. on January 8. The meeting was cordial and doors haven't been shut. Maybe we will reach a solution in the next meeting. If farmers didn't have faith in the government, then we wouldn't have agreed for talks on January 8. Looking at today's discussion, I hope that we will have a meaningful discussion during our next meeting and we will come to a conclusion," he added. However, Bharatiya Kisan Union leader Yudhvir Singh said that they want a complete rollback of the three farm laws. "The minister wanted us to discuss the law point-wise. We rejected it and said that there is no point in discussing the laws because we want a complete rollback of the laws. Government intends to take us towards amendments, but we will not accept it," ANI quoted Singh as saying. Echoing similar sentiments, All India Kisan Sabha General Secretary Hanan Mulla said that the government is under tremendous pressure. "We all said that this is our demand, that is the repeal of the laws. We don't want a discussion on any other topic except for on repeal of the laws. Protests will not be withdrawn until the repeal of the laws," he said. The union leaders will also have their own meeting on Tuesday to decide their next course of action. In Monday's talks, the two sides did not even discuss another key demand of the farmers, for a legal guarantee to the minimum support price procurement system. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Vice Jagan Mohan Reddy on Monday termed the desecration of temples in the state as political guerrilla warfare and wondered who would benefit by such acts. "These people are not even sparing God and dragging him into politics. They have no fear of God, nor do they revere him, except that they seek to derive political benefit in the name of God," the Chief Minister remarked, without naming anyone, after inaugurating the police duty meet through virtual mode. He wondered who would benefit by damaging temple idols. The CM earlier called on Governor Biswabhushan Harichandan at the Raj Bhavan in Vijayawada, where he reportedly briefed him about the incidents. Though the Chief Minister's office termed it as a courtesy visit, sources said the CM briefed Harichandan on the vandalism. On the night of December 28, the head of Lord Rama's idol at the famous Ramatirtham Hill Temple in Vizianagaram district was found defaced. 2 days later, the hands and legs of the Subramaneshwara Swami idol were found broken at a temple in Rajamahendravaram. Who benefits through such outrageous acts in temples and places of worship? emotions and causing violence, who benefits? Who benefits by resorting to vicious propaganda by hurting the sentiments of people? Jagan asked. He asked why such things were happening and whom the miscreants were targeting. Seeing these acts, sometimes I feel surprised if these people are human beings. People should also ponder this, he added. The chief minister said the attacks on temples were carried out in a planned manner as part of diversionary tactic by opposition parties to ensure the good programs of his government were not highlighted. It is political guerrilla warfare, he said. Jagan listed out some incidents over the past few months to support his claim. Times have changed. The system has deteriorated. You should focus on the kind of crimes you are required to tackle. So you have to change your mindset accordingly, the chief minister told the police. He asked them to build efficiencies and technologies in that direction, in tune with the changing times and the nature of crimes. With mounting desperation, President Donald Trump called on Republican lawmakers on Monday to reverse his election loss to Joe Biden when Congress convenes for a joint session this week to confirm the Electoral College vote. Trump's unprecedented attempt to overturn the presidential election is splitting the Republican Party. Some GOP lawmakers backing Trump are rushing ahead despite an outpouring of condemnation from current and former party officials, warning the effort is undermining Americans' faith in democracy. All 10 living former defense secretaries wrote in an op-ed article that the time for questioning the results has passed. It is unclear the extent to which GOP leaders in Congress will be able to control Wednesday's joint session, which could drag into the night, though the challenges to the election are all but certain to fail. Trump himself is whipping up crowds for a Wednesday rally near the White House. Trump's allies are taking up his unfounded claims of voter fraud, but according to a consensus of election officials in the states he's disputing, as well as his former Attorney General William Barr, there is no evidence of fraud that could change the election outcome. Officials who have control over elections in their states, including battlegrounds Biden won, have certified those results as valid. Of the more than 50 lawsuits the president and his allies have filed challenging the results, nearly all have been dismissed or dropped. He has also lost twice at the U.S. Supreme Court. The amount of baked-in global warming from carbon pollution already in the air is enough to blow past international agreed-upon goals to limit climate change, a new study finds. But it is not game over, because while that amount of warming may be inevitable, it can be delayed for centuries if the world quickly stops emitting extra greenhouse gases from the burning of coal, oil, and natural gas, the study's authors say. For decades, scientists have talked about so-called committed warming, or the increase in future temperature based on past carbon dioxide emissions that stay in the atmosphere for well over a century. It's like the distance a speeding car travels after the brakes are applied. But Monday's study in the journal Nature Climate Change calculates that a bit differently, and now figures the carbon pollution already put in the air will push global temperatures to about 2.3 degrees Celsius of warming since pre-industrial times. Previous estimates, including those accepted by international science panels, were about a degree Celsius less than that amount of committed warming. International climate agreements set goals of limiting warming to 2 degrees Celsius since pre-industrial times, with the more ambitious goal of limiting it to 1.5 degrees Celsius added in Paris in 2015. The world has already warmed about 1.1 degrees Celsius. You've got some global warming inertia that's going to cause the climate system to keep warming, and that's essentially what we are calculating, said study co-author Andrew Dessler, a climate scientist at Texas A&M University. Think about the climate system like the Titanic. It is hard to turn the ship when you see the icebergs, he said. Dessler and colleagues at the Lawrence Livermore National Lab and Nanjing University in China calculated committed warming to take into account that the world has warmed at different rates in different places, and that places that haven't warmed as fast are destined to catch up. Places such as the Southern Ocean surrounding Antarctica are a bit cooler and that difference creates low-lying clouds that reflect more sun away from the earth, keeping these places cooler. But this situation cannot keep going indefinitely because physics dictates that cooler locations will warm up more, and when they do, the clouds will dwindle and more heating will occur, Dessler said. Previous studies were based on the cooler spots staying that way, but Dessler and colleagues say that's not likely. Outside experts said the work is based on compelling reasoning but want more research to show that it is true. Breakthrough Institute climate scientist Zeke Hoschfather said the new work fits better with climate models than observational data. Just because the world is bound to get more warming than international goals, that doesn't mean all is lost in the fight against global warming, said Dessler, who cautioned against what he called climate doomers. If the world gets to net zero carbon emissions soon, 2 degrees of global warming could be delayed enough so that it won't happen for centuries, giving society time to adapt or even come up with technological fixes, he said. If we don't, we are going to blow through the climate goals in a few decades, Dessler said. It is really the rate of warming that makes climate change so terrible. If we got a few degrees over 100,000 years, that would not be that big a deal. We can deal with that. But a few degrees over 100 years is really bad, he said. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.